Welcome. So my name is Philippe Ombredan, and I'll be talking today about ScanCode. Thank you for joining us virtually in lovely Brussels. So about me, I'm the lead maintainer of ScanCode, which is a tool to scan code as advertised. And one of my claim to fame is that I have my sign off attached to some of the largest deletion of lines of code in the Linux kernel. Actually, these were not lines of code. These were really commands more than code, but a lot of them, tens of thousands of them. And so I'm very good at it. And trust me, it's a skill. I'm good at deleting commands in code. Now, what we want to talk about today is software composition analysis and the challenges that exist there. We're trying to figure out what's in your code. And doing this is really hard, harder than you could think of. It's really easy to install, provision, and add new dependencies to a project. It's very quick. You can have one node package that pulls hundreds of dependencies, or you install a Docker image and all of a sudden you have not 100 but potentially thousands of dependencies. So there's really an explosion of the number of software packages, and it's probably a good thing. You know, we're doing component-based development for real now. The difficulty is that we don't know exactly at all time where the code's coming from. And the other thing is that licensing clarity is far from a problem solved, and open source is about licensing, right? Without license, there's no open source. It's important to know the license, if anything, to know whether we're allowed to use and modify the code for anything, as an example. So on the tooling side, really the problem is that there's no single technique or tool that can roll them all and solve all the problem at once. There's no one that's good enough, alone at least. And other problem is difficult to name and exchange information about software. There's a lot of effort started with SPDX, but there's other projects going on and merging, and there's a lot of discussions. Something as simple as determining what's the good name for a package when you're talking about the file package in as a Ruby gem, it's not the same as the file package in Ubuntu, which is based on Libmagic, and they have the same name, but they're very different. And one may be reusing the other in some case, but we don't have a good solution yet to name this, though there's some elements. The last thing is data, and data probably becomes even more important than code. And as weird as it sounds, we're direly missing free and open source data about free and open source code. So the vision we have for ScanCode is we're on a mission. I'm on a mission with the rest of the team to make it easier to reuse free and open source software and make sure that's safer and more efficient. And the way we go about doing that is we create tools primarily to do data collection at the lowest level, so which is raw primary evidence, such as detecting license, copyright, collecting information from package manifest, inspecting into binaries and files to squeeze any kind of interesting information we can find that there. We make that as many tools and libraries so it's reusable to integrate by other free open source project and non-open source project for that matter. It's more work actually to make sure that you can have a tool that can be reused. And we're also striving to really provide the best in class tool in a category. And we make absolutely no compromise on detection accuracy, so no shortcuts, which means sometimes we're not the fastest of the tools, but we're really trying to be the very best when it comes to accuracy. The second side is to automate the composition analysis with scripted workflows and pipelines. here integrating our tools, but also any other tools. And the last is to ensure that we can eventually provide both reference data and models that can help automate and bring all these tools together in something that makes sense and provide reference data against which you can check and that you can feed to create a virtual circle between the composition analysis and this reference data. When we talk about reference data, we're talking about license, packages, files, and related information. Okay, so the approach we have in terms of code is to ensure primarily we use static analysis as opposed and in contrast with dynamic analysis. That means we build tools that look at the binaries, the source code, and everything at rest, as opposed to running inside a container or running a package management tool, these kind of things. We're trying to mostly work on things which are data-driven in most cases. We're trying to use open metadata database, and we create them when we don't have them. One thing that's important is we're really trying to ensure that we can vet all the files. A lot of tools in that space, especially commercial ones, tend to have a very light